today's guests, Chris Paul, as well as Ryan DiPerna. Musical guests, Roadwork right outside your window in the morning. And your hosts, Johnny Trowbridge and Mike Calhoun.
Ahoy and welcome aboard.
Thanks for giving me that salute.
I
require that.
That was for you. It wasn't for the listeners because they can't see it.
Yeah, I need constant adoration.
You do. I mean, that's it's one of the reasons you're on the show, just so I can praise you from time to time.
One of the reasons I'm the captain.
Sure, whatever you say, Captain.
Thanks.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this episode of The Unbelievables. We are on episode 52.
I would have thought it would be 102, but...
53, I lied to you, I'm so sorry.
53, okay.
102? No. I see what you're doing there.
No, I
Welcome back, Johnny. You weren't here last week.
And I know.
I'm sure people missed you.
I was decorating cakes in Bavaria.
Were you?
Yeah.
I've heard
of
Bavaria.
It's a big cake game up there.
Really big cake game? What's going on with the cakes up
there?
Well,
you know, there's the illegal smugglers are putting dollar bills in the cakes and they cover it with icing.
Why just dollar bills?
It's just the easiest way to transport euros.
Oh, okay. They're just putting 1 euros in each cake.
Just $1 in euros. I don't know how you... 1 euro? What do you call euros?
That's what I would say.
In the denomination of one?
I'm imagining it's just
one euro. Yeah.
How have you been, my friend?
I've been quite all right. I've just been, you know, pedaling around, building...
Just building your house.
Building my house.
Building your house like a good old carpenter.
Yeah.
If only you had to.
What if you had to build your house every week?
What?
That'd be awesome.
Sounds like one of the circles of hell. I want to introduce our two guests today. Our two guests come from two things, actually, of the same name, but most prominently, the ad hominem attack show Roast Battle.
Whoa.
But they also come from the podcast of the same name, the Ad Hominem Attack Show. Please welcome our guests today, Chris Paul and Ryan DiPerna.
Claps all around.
Claps all around for these two gentlemen.
Hello.
What's going on, you two?
Not much. I think we're a bit hungover.
It's an early morning.
It's a little early.
It's an early I am as well. Like I said earlier off mic, three out of the four of us currently are wearing the same clothes as the previous day. So that is usually evidence as to a good old hangover. We're all drinking some coffee here. But yeah, there was a big day yesterday.
It was. It was a great roast battle.
We're coming off one of the most successful roast shows I've ever been
probably.
To that you guys put together.
Very raucous.
It was a raucous night. And you were saying, Chris, you were saying earlier you were sad that you weren't able to participate in the well, let's talk about the format of the show, and then we can talk about everything else. But
all right.
The show is roast battles, of course, between comedians. You guys, tell us about it. Tell us all about it.
Well, I think what we're referring to, the way it usually works is we're both on stage the whole
year. Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
The entire time, but if one of us is doing in one of the battles, then just one of us is up. And I was in one of the battles last night, so I didn't get to stay on stage the whole time.
Right, right. So it was just Ryan being the ringleader for the show.
Doing a swell job.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I think everything went really smoothly from roast to roast.
For the most part, there's some scripted moments of chaos in there, but it went all right.
But I do prefer the host because I get to... I get to make fun of a bigger breadth of people.
Oh, yeah.
Than doing one battle.
And that's always fun. I mean, getting to roast people in general.
The more people, the better.
And being invited to do so is even... yeah. Or telling people, come to my show, be on this roast. Okay, I will. And then they think they're going to have fun, and then you get to just rib them.
Yeah.
What fools. Yeah.
Why does anyone sign up for this show? I mean, you two are some of the best roasters in the area, I would say. So really, if it comes down to... You know, anyone exposing themselves.
Well, we used to, I mean, we've been doing the show for what now? About a
year and a half. Yeah.
And before our current setup, we were at, what was it called?
canopy.
Yeah, which is like, you've been there, right?
Yes, it yes. I was going to ask about the change of venue.
Yeah, it was a big art gallery. Mm-hmm. And,
still in nice. Lakewood, Ohio, for the listener.
Yeah. Well, I think it's Cleveland.
Technically. Oh, yeah, you're right. It was in Cleveland.
But Erica was very nice. She let us use her big space, and it was great. But it's not really the venue, per se, that... You know, captured. It was just too big.
Yeah, it was a large space, yeah. Really high ceiling. Exactly. There wasn't exactly a stage area.
No, and we ended up buying like two pallets and painting them black. Yeah. Well, buying, aka stealing from a job site.
Shh. What? No. They're just pallets.
Yeah. And then spray painting it black, and we made it work. Mm-hmm. But like, also, you know, it was a BYOB place, and
but you just, can't really.
Yeah, you can't really advertise
unofficially that
because. We got into some trouble with a local...
blowhard.
Yeah. There's some guy...
Oh, was it a business owner of some sort?
No.
Oh.
It was just a private citizen.
Is this guy... Good Lord.
Was it the guy that attended the show?
He didn't even attend the show.
He's a vigilante.
Yeah.
He was a vigilante.
A real bag of shit named Henry Senyak.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. We'll just throw down names. Why
no,
not?
We can't. Yeah. Oh, whatever.
He's Doctor.
I don't mind.
A litigious bag of shit.
Yes. Very much so. He's actually had some articles written about him in Cleveland Scene because he's been doing this shit for years. Yeah. Like
a real dummy do well.
So he just does he go around Cleveland find events that are like not doing following the rules and he goes, you guys.
Yeah, basically.
What?
Yeah. He's,
what other things is he trying to shut down Asia Fest next?
Famous.
He's like a fat, bald, useless pile of excrement version of Batman, but that's making sure people are not having fun.
Yeah. What a douchebag.
Like, if Batman's parents were murdered by people having fun, this guy would be Batman.
Oh no, he's been run over by a parade.
That would be fun. What a poetic death. That would be amazing, actually. A really slow moving float. Decorated with all the things he hates most.
It's really bright outside. It's like mid-August.
Everyone's just clapping and throwing candy at him. Like, yeah, he's having a good time.
You fools! You'll pay!
But very famously, I guess he got into a couple of years ago. Well, not famously, but enough to...
Locally
famous, yeah.
Bill Squire famous.
There was some art gallery or whatever, and he didn't even attend it. He just saw, like, the pictures or whatever, and he said, I don't think they have a liquor license, and there's too many people there for a fire ordinance or whatever. So he wrote, like, the councilman for that area or whatever, like, actively said, yeah, ignore this guy. Like, he's a piece of shit.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible.
I went through his Facebook page at the time, and a lot of it is he's reposting email, really exciting emails between him and city commissioners.
Yeah. I think I messaged him at one time.
On making sure that everything's up to code on the lighting in his neighborhood.
That's what he's obsessed with. It's not just him trying to cause chaos because he finds it fun. Because like,
really thinks he's holding everyone to the rules that exist. And
good Lord.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if this is just a guy that just likes to see the world burn, it's like, I mean, he's probably got an egg on Twitter and he's just going after people, like, you know, like some douchebag.
I want him to go to like a rural Russian town and where there's like no structure whatsoever and then try to impose anything.
There's far too many wild dogs in my backyard. They've eaten all of my livestock.
He would still be out writing, you know, snail mail to his local commissioners.
His local crescent.
She's a whore, stoner.
I saw her change into a rabbit. I watched it happen. She floated with Satan in the woods. That's his descendants. He was he's descended from witch trial people.
The Crucible was about.
Do we find Ryan has some hateful poetry?
Yeah, I sent him a message at the time. Said, "Hello, Henry. No matter how many art galleries you close down, the memory of children laughing at your ambiguous genitalia in middle school gym class aren't going to go away. In fact, it's weird that you think those two things are corollary to one another. Perhaps try therapy instead. That way, you don't have to fuck with other people's livelihoods as a way of dealing with lifelong personal shortcomings. Pardon the pun. Just my opinion. Have a great day."
We all know that Ryan has a very poetic way of addressing his, I wouldn't say enemies.
Rivals. Rivals.
Rivals. Rivals is the perfect way to put it. Just like, he's a Pokemon trainer.
Yes.
His rivals will meet a swift fury.
This is a real mean gym leader.
My favorite thing about that is that he alleged his reasoning and then said, "That's pretty sick reasoning, man."
All right, tell me about the show's beginnings. A year and a half ago, or maybe before that, you guys, I don't know if you guys concocted it together. How did this show become just a little spark in the brain?
It was all me.
It was all you? Whoa.
That's true. No, that's all right, cool. 100% true.
Let's hear about it. I want to hear what made you think this town needs it.
I ran shows in Columbus, and I figured out that the last thing anyone wants from me is just a regular stand-up show.
is that your self-assessment?
Yeah. For whatever reason, it just, even now, the shows that are they're well-attended in Columbus are like Dustin Meadows does, like, there's a hot dog eating contest / comedy show. There's,
that's an interesting hybrid.
There's character.
Where's that hosted?
Roast.
Is that still go on?
Yeah, I think it bounces around a little bit.
We got a decent listenership in Columbus. I spent some time there, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're interested in that.
If you guys want to see some hot dogs and then hear some comedy. Is it hot dog-related comedy?
If you don't know that Dustin Meadows is human garbage and you want to check out his shows.
Then
ignore my proposal, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm kidding. I love
He's
Dustin.
He's just joshing.
Joshing?
Who's that? Yeah. He's Chris.
He's You're Chris. Guy. I know better.
No,
know.
Just you just check out, look for Whiskey Bear.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard of that plenty of times.
Oh, Whiskey Bear. I've heard of them. No, I have. Don't look at me like
have
that.
Have you for real?
Yeah, I have.
You just told me not one day ago that you wanted to go to Columbus with me because you've never been there.
I've been there once.
And now you're telling me
I've
know
I've been there
all...
once.
Okay. So you went directly to the Whiskey Bear?
I saw someone wearing that shirt, the Whiskey Bear shirt.
Oh, I see. Oh, cool.
Yeah,
there you go. Then
I'm pretty in the mix.
Yeah, they make
good
shirts.
For you. Do you have one, Chris?
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, okay. No. I do like your shirt today, House Lannister shirt.
Yeah, I
just exposing your shitty. Yeah,
I wanted something that says I'm a bad boy and I'm also open to incest roleplay.
Wow, you covered all those bases. It's kind of hard to find a shirt that does both of those.
Yeah.
I was
except for the one you that he has that says, "I love fucking my sister."
You go your In whole leather. Life without one, and then Game of Thrones comes along and validates everything.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a Game of Thrones reference.
Yeah, the Lannister house. I like to imagine that you bought it so you would, you know, you thought it would make you 10% more good looking because of that.
Oh, that
family.
Ship! That ship has sailed.
I was gonna say, but I don't know if that's redeemable, Chris.
Oh man,
I know. I'm sorry.
You're so mean.
Hey, it's the roast guys. I gotta do something. I gotta be
you too.
A little bit mean.
We got right. Thick skin.
Ryan Tell looks me. Way too much like Popeye to be.
He does look a little bit like Popeye. Popeye.
Robin Williams.
He does.
Close one eye and go.
I mean,
I won't.
He did it. He did it. The listener didn't see it.
I saw
it.
Yep. We all know.
We all know it. We all saw it.
Popeye.
He's really upset.
The live action Robin Williams Popeye.
Oh, that's the much worse one.
Oh, very much so.
I was gonna say better, but that is just simply not true.
I want Sean to give you an anchor tattoo on your forearm.
So. Tell me why specifically roasts, though. Why not just a variety show? What made you think, roasts, that'll be perfect?
Well, I found out in Columbus when I was leaving, because we had a big roast. There were like three of us moving at the same time. I found out that I was pretty good at it.
Oh, cool.
And a year earlier, I ran a show down there, The Roast of Superman.
I heard about this. I actually did hear about this.
I got all my friends to dress up as the Justice League and make fun of each other. And it was one of the best things I'd ever done.
Was Dan Brown involved with that? Or I'm thinking of a different roast.
Yeah, that was a different thing.
Oh, okay, cool.
No, we tried a couple early on of having people dress as characters and roast each other, and it just didn't.
I didn't.
It's a different crowd.
Yeah.
For that.
Because, I mean, sometimes that overlaps, the whole comic book scene, comedy fans, and then apparently Northeast Ohio is just rich with people that are obsessed with wrestling. So yeah, those overlap
quite
a lot.
Strangely true.
Yeah, extremely. And burlesque is the other thing. Everyone likes burlesque.
I've never heard
burlesque
of that.
And comedy overlap a lot in Northeast Ohio.
Not
in,
so much anymore. They used to. I haven't really seen a burlesque
that's
comedy
still,
show
in Columbus. That's huge. The burlesque and comedy scene is like it's a huge
kind of intermingled.
Yeah. Yeah, but here it's wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. So you moved to Cleveland. When did you meet this guy? When did you propose this idea? Say, I'm going to start the show, and you're going to be my co-host.
I don't know.
And then Ryan laughed at you, roasted you, and you're like, you'll be perfect.
No,
you're hired.
Yusuf Ali was originally going to be my co-host, but
okay.
Yusuf's not that good at being mean. He's really funny
he's a nice
otherwise.
Dude. Yeah, he's a real sweetheart.
Yeah, he's really funny otherwise, but his idea of being mean is like, look at this four-eyed motherfucker.
No, this is exactly how it went down. Like, when he moved from Columbus here, we just hung out because he's a piece of shit. And
you're a piece of
you
shit.
You pity
exactly.
him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No. So, like, we're both pieces of shit.
Birds of a feather.
Birds of a feather, yeah.
Oh, so then, that. Like, this maybe like a year later, we were in Happy Dog, like, waiting to go on a show. And he's like, hey, I got this. I think I'm going to do this roast battle show. And, like, almost as an afterthought, he's like, hey, you want to host, too? I was like, yeah, sure.
Well, that's the thing. I can't imagine him proposing any idea any other way. So it's just like, yeah. you go to your wife, and like, well, we're going to have sex, right? And you want to do anal? It's just like really, really nonchalant, really easygoing.
No, usually I'll just do things.
Okay. So he, you guys, what did you say to him? What was your response?
I said, yeah, sure. I like, because I don't remember, what was it? It was Sheer.
Well, we were already, I was trying to come up with something for Ryan and Sheer and I to host together, because I had wanted to do, they used to do a show called 15 and Killing It in Columbus, and it was basically they had the three same hosts and two guests every month, and everyone had to do a completely different 15 minutes. Mm. And I wanted to do something like that, and then Joe Whalen kind of ran with a bastardized version of that idea.
Did he?
I don't remember that. So then I said, fuck it, and then...
Was Joe Whalen down in Columbus with you at the time?
No, he was always here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's
like
always...
a bad penny.
He's always showing up.
Yeah.
Did he? How did he get wind of your show, or was it just like accident?
A thing people say?
A bad penny, yeah. Like maybe in 1953. But
oh, man, this is the worst penny ever.
Haven't you ever seen a bad penny get through chain?
I guess. Yeah,
it's this iodized fucking like green penny.
I'm not touching this.
Iodized.
Money up. I'm not touching your disgusting. I have heard that phrase, but
I've never heard that
phrase. I don't hear anyone use it, really.
The 1920s, maybe.
Ryan's soul belongs in the 50s.
Yeah, in more ways than
one. Let's not follow that avenue.
So, okay, so Joe Whalen, he had that show that was similar to that, and then...
Yeah, I kept hearing Brian Redband talk about the roast battle in L.A. on Joe Rogan's show.
Okay.
But I'd never actually heard their podcast or saw any of the, you know, anything probably 6 months into when we were already doing it. I just knew the basic concept.
Did he have a roast podcast? Is that what that was?
No, the original roast battles they happen at the Comedy Store in L.A. Mm-hmm. like every Tuesday night, I think, and they're crazy popular out there, and they were kind of the first, and now they're like I think almost every city with any substantial comedy scene has some version of it.
So kind of like a roast night in general.
Yeah, specifically battles,
right?
But there's different. Everybody has different things that go along with it. Like they have a thing called the wave, which is like three guys kind of improvising like physical reactions to the jokes.
I was going to say, I hope it's not related to that scary cult movie. did you ever see what was that, The Wave? I think it was called The Wave.
Are you talking about The Fifth Wave?
No. There was a movie that was like a B-budget movie back in the 80s. They were trying to show like how cults get started, Nazism, and it was just like you guys are gonna wear this armband, and you guys are superior. It was like a You know how many movies they've made based on that Stanford experiment?
Pretty much what we're doing.
They've made a ton of movies. It was like one of those movies.
That's pretty much
what you were doing?
Yeah, what we're doing, but with new comics.
Oh, great. Indoctrinating them, getting them to join
a
cult.
You're really good at being mean. We think you should be mean more often.
That's why I...
And then a few months later, nobody likes them.
It's working.
Just try to alienate everyone.
Yeah, that's basically been my MO for life. Just alienate all those around me.
Oh, my God.
What's up on my list for today? Yes, alienate everyone.
The show last night was a huge success. Like I said earlier, we had some prominent people... roasting each other, and the main event, which I didn't know it was going to be the main event. Listeners might not be familiar with these two, but Michael Dragon and Marlon Fears,
the GOAT,
pretty infamous within the Northeast Ohio scene. But yeah, Marlon fucking killed it.
Marlon
what
is
an
the
incredible.
Best. Oh, his childlike whimsy is like
it's truly amazing.
Yeah, it's so great.
I don't understand how he can do a rant where it's off the cuff. And it's just, it's original every time.
Every time.
Every single time.
That's why. Like,
and he really does bring it, like, it comes full circle by the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
It does. Somehow it's connected, yeah.
That, the part where he took off his shirt and ate cornbread, like spinach, like from Popeye, was the funniest thing that I've ever seen in my life.
It was pretty amazing.
But yeah, Marlon.
How do you explain Marlon without getting angry emails?
Marlon.
Oh, I don't know.
Marlon is special.
truly,
yes, he truly is. But like, in a non-exploitative way, like I genuinely like. It's an event for me to see him do comedy,
right?
Because it really is. It all comes full circle. There is an idea in there. He's stringing those words together that are funny and original, and like, lest anyone thinks it's exploitative, it really is not. Like,
yeah, he's really performing.
Yes,
he wants to perform and he's excited to perform and he delivers.
Oh,
every time, it's hilarious.
I think more importantly, he's really our friend.
He is.
I'm
not stringing him along. Yeah. Like I'm genuinely happy to see him. Like he is.
Oh yeah, every time. Oh, he always makes everyone smile.
Absolutely.
He's just that always in a
goddamn
great mood.
Smile.
Always in a great mood. He's a real goon.
Go follow G_happycornbread on Instagram. It's wonderful.
What's the G for?
I don't know.
We should ask him.
I would imagine great.
Great _ cornbread. Because you can't fit great, but you got to get the cornbread. Yeah. That's important.
And also, he's a brilliant artist. Like, he really...
Oh,
is.
Yeah. I've seen his drawings.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just had a painting put in one of the
Akron Museum of Art.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
For real.
Incredible.
Yeah. So he's great. But he faced Mike Dragon, who is... special in his own way as well.
They had a good roast.
He legitimately had some good jokes.
Yeah.
The Al Jolston one at the end was a little over the line.
I'm going to expose myself as uneducated because I don't know what that joke was.
Al Jolston was like a guy in the 20s that dressed in blackface and like had a giant following because they wouldn't let black actors... play anything, so
his comparison to that was a little
well, there wasn't a joke, it was just like you look like Al Jolston or something like
that. So, I mean, but the thing is, like, I fully expected at least one joke of that kind from Mike.
I did too.
I expected 5 to 10.
Luckily, it was limited to one.
The funniest part about all of that is that, like, I was looking through Instagram or something like that, and Squire had posted a video of him at like 3 p.m. So I asked him later, I was like, where did you see Mike Dragon at? He's like, oh, I was like going to the Gorilla, like the place next door, to get food, and he was hanging out there. Like, he was there from 3 p.m. till like 10 p.m. like pacing around. He broke out in hives because he was so fucking nervous.
Oh my God.
I swear to God.
Wow. Yeah. Hey.
That's dedication.
Yeah. It also means that your guys' show is a big event.
Apparently. So I never would have thought of that.
Flattering, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
amazing. I've only recently caught on to the idea that people feel pressure going into it.
Yeah. I didn't.
Really?
Like,
yeah.
It didn't occur to me at all.
The very first time I did it was against Kristen Galewood, and that was in a tournament format as well. And which is like just the five jokes and that's it. And then the judges pick. And it was genuinely, I wasn't nervous to perform. I was just like, oh man, she's probably going to roast me good. I was just like, you're exposing yourself. Mm-hmm. But it's just a fun time. It's real fun. I want to talk about the podcast of the same name, which the both of you host.
Sure.
The Ad Hominem Attack Show. At one point, was it Ad Hominem Radio?
It's been several inclinations.
Okay.
This is the third iteration.
Yeah, I said inclination. I think what you
said was like, inclination.
That's not the word that I'm so sure. I'm really hungover still, guys.
Just drink some more coffee.
Yeah, it's been a couple of different things. At one point, it was politics.
I thought that was just a proposed one.
No, it was legitimate. Like, yeah,
that's
like
great.
Two or three times
for like three episodes, we had the title changed. Yeah, because what happened is we were doing like when we first did it, we were on the radio, the college radio.
Yeah,
a bunch, and then we.
Was it integrated with a college station of some sort?
No, it was just that we were there and we used their studio.
Oh, I understand.
So, like, every Friday, our buddy Steve Mers was hosting a late night Friday night show with callers and stuff. So we would go in and host or, like, guest host with him.
Mean Steve Mers.
Mean Steve Mers, yeah.
But any of the old episodes where you actually hear callers, those were all recorded during radio.
Which was fun. Like that was a really fun thing.
I think that would be a good format for you guys if you guys were able to do that. If you guys were able to take calls, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Because I think your guys' banter is great. I think you guys being able to play off of callers, whether they're intelligent or not, would also be great. So that'd be a great format, yeah.
Yeah. Anytime we have a common enemy, it can turn into something other than us bickering for an hour and a half. Right?
You guys are, you're frequently joined by friend of the show, Jeremy Shear.
That's right.
He comes on the show very from time to time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you guys have a permanent space that you record from? I think we talked about this earlier.
Yeah, just my house.
Record at your place? Okay.
Yeah.
Because you've done a couple portable shows.
The place we record is kind of determined what the podcast is.
Oh, really?
Along the way, yeah. Because it was Ad Hominem Radio when we were on the radio also. Uh-huh. And then we realized we were only ever talking politics, so we tried to make it like a political show.
It's hard not to now these days, unless you like limit yourself. Like on this show, we try not to because we're like, you know, trying to do improv, we're trying to do comedy, trying to do interviews. So we try to stay away from that sort of thing. But you guys embrace it, which is smart because that's, you know, some people want that.
Yeah. Well, what happened then is I realized I don't want to keep up with politics enough to do a podcast about
it. It's exhausting.
We just changed it to just what it is now,
which is what I prefer. Like, it's just we have a guest, like a comic, and we'll just shoot the shit,
have a discussion just about whatever they want to talk about.
We finally owned up to the idea that we're basically just trying to do Opie and Anthony, but liberals,
leftist Opie and Anthony, basically.
That's it. I mean, there's still people that want to listen to that sort of thing
for sure.
So I'm totally All right. We're going to take our first break in just a few seconds, and we'll be right back with more of these two and more of the Unbelievables in just a moment, so hang the fuck on.
Hello, and welcome to this week's commercial for I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
Join us every week as we kick off the show with entertainment news, then we dive into Genre 5, which is a list of five of our most loved or hated genres, actors, things in movies, television, comics, or video games. I get it, not all of that is considered a genre, but get off my ass. It's hard to think of different subgenres every week, so yes, we take liberties with the name. Then fall down the rabbit hole that is Test of Tony, in which Tony, and sometimes me if I have the gumption to partake, gets to relive a movie from his past, and with his old sage-like eyes, tells me if it stands the test of time and passes the test of Tony. And to cap off this wild ride of two dickheads giving their opinions on movies, we head into Movie of the Week, where our heroes both watch the same movie and discuss it. Honestly, it's more like a book club. Either way, check us out at lousyweathermedia.com and now enjoy the show. And as always, go burn books.
Lousy Weather Media.
Ohio's known for lousy weather. My retro vendors keep me ever freshen. She acquired pleasure from applied pressure. Want the fruits of my labor, this is nectar. I stay translucent, never showing no emotion. While I'm standing in the snow wearing rain clothing. Been taught I look like a product of J.K. Rowling. That would explain how I'm creating all this magic. Get hooked on his diction like a bad habit. When your words are acrobatic, creating straight havoc. Trying to go down in the books is a valid savage. And retire to a beach.
What you sleeping
on a money hammock. It's Slip with a dollar sign. It's brainclothing.com, lousyweathermedia.com, .com.
Welcome back to The Unbelievables. I am Mike Calhoun. I don't think I said that at the beginning of the show. That's 3 weeks in a row, boom, of not explaining who I am.
Who are you?
It's in the title, I guess, or it's in the intro song, so
it's in,
people
don't
understand.
It's in understand. Your voice.
Thanks. We're back. We're back from our first break. We're joined by, well, actually, Ryan had to step out, but we're joined by Chris Paw,
yeah,
of the Ad Hominem Attack Show.
You know where Ryan went?
Yeah, where'd Ryan go?
He got a phone call, and I heard him go, "And who's making these allegations?" And then he just walked off.
Man. Oh, geez. Yeah.
Well, typical.
Weird.
We wish him the best then, I guess. We're on the submarine. I guess he just swam out.
Yeah, I guess.
Did you guys get here by like a little like submersible yourself?
Yeah, I don't know how he got.
Did you dock?
I'm not.
Did you two dock? I'm asking if the two of you dock.
There was docking.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay, good.
So it's safe in our hatch.
Yes.
Safely docked.
Thank you for docking.
Yeah, we appreciate it. I guess we'll just chat with you, Chris. And if we don't have another guest here, that's fine. We'll do a little one-on-one. Why not?
Sure.
Unless there's someone here that you brought along, I mean that would be nonsense though.
Did you bring anyone? Or
did that you bring
crazy?
Wait, what's that sound?
Yeah.
Chris, why have you not introduced me?
This, this man that just walked in is weeping, and he's sad that you didn't introduce him.
He was supposed to wait in the submersive vehicle.
Submersive vehicle.
This guy?
Yeah, he's just.
So he was. Oh, well, who is he?
He helps out with some stuff. We don't need to.
Chris, it is I.
Santa Claus.
Is this Santa Claus? Yeah. Did you bring Santa Claus? Is this Santa Paws?
Many people mistake me for Santa.
Oh.
However.
So he's not Santa. Okay, that's good.
No, I am Baron von Schmeckelgruber.
Baron von
Schmeckelgruber. How do you spell that?
I
just
am
the von
German.
Part.
You're German.
Oh, it's German.
It's hard to spell.
You can just call him Goober.
Oh, Goober.
Goober. Oh, you Goober.
Can we call you Goober, Mr. von Schmetchen Goober?
Only my friends, but you fellas seem nice.
Is that a band?
Look at that machine he brought. It's playing music.
Oh, it's one of those, like, you know, one-man band kind
of
things.
Yeah, it's like on his cart. You have a whole cart.
Oh, of course. It's where I make my pretzels, my Bavarian pretzels, and my Bavarian music.
This guy is so jolly.
Yeah. It's
how like did you come across such a jolly person?
Tub full of jelly.
Is it supposed to, like, even out your jolly disposition as well, Chris?
Yeah, I feel bad about some of the stuff we talked about earlier with exploiting young comics and stuff, so I did this outreach program through the church.
Oh, the church? Which church
like
is this?
Scientology.
Okay, Church of Scientology. And the Church of Scientology matched you up with Goober here.
Mr. Yeah, Goober?
It's like a Big Brother program, only, you know,
he's older than you.
Elderly Bavarian pretzel makers.
Now, Mr. Schmetzen Goober, are you a Scientologist?
Well,
or is he just met up through some program?
I'm a former Scientologist.
Okay. Oh, you got kicked out?
I got kicked out. Things went awry.
Where are you from again?
I do not know.
He doesn't know anymore.
I've been a crippling alcoholic for many years, and Paul took me under his wing.
What a sweet man.
Man.
Well, good. It's good to see that you're in good spirits now. Tell us a little about yourself. You brought
you sell,
a whole...
Look at all these pretzels.
Yeah, a whole pretzel
cart. Are they soft pretzels?
Well, they are Bavarian style.
What style is that?
I'm looking at it. I can't really see. What, you got some twisted ones?
I can't touch them. They're so behind glass.
There's cream inside of those.
There's cream inside the pretzels?
Ew.
I make it myself.
Bavarian cream.
Goober. Wait, how do you make this cream?
Oh, well, it's a family secret.
Oh, you can't tell us how it's made? Can you tell us what's in it, at least?
All I can assure you is that it will satisfy your salty cravings.
Is that from all the salt on the outside?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. I was a little worried for just a brief moment.
Where are your minds? In the gutters?
Which, I mean... Yes.
I suppose they are a goober sometimes.
I'm sorry.
You know, we make jokes here sometimes, but well, okay. Well, you met Chris, and you're doing this program, and you're here with your pretzels. Do you want to tell some people where they can buy them? I suppose. I don't know.
Soup kitchens. Everywhere.
But buy them at soup kitchens?
That's how I make my living.
Soup kitchens.
I have a question, Cooper. You go to a soup kitchen, and then you set up your little cart, and you're wearing your lederhosen. I can see what you're wearing right now. Is that what you wear on the job?
Constantly.
Do you wear that to the bank?
Oh, you wear this all the time.
I shower in this.
You shower in the lederhosen.
Is that mold that
it's
we
really,
smell?
Yeah, I was wondering what that smell was.
Oh, yes.
So you haven't taken this off. And how many years have you been wearing this?
Since 1863, before the Germany was united as one country.
Oh, what?
Wait,
1863.
Goober, are you that old?
Oh, I am very, very old.
You don't look that old.
I thought you said you were 40 earlier.
You missed the carrying the one.
Carrying the one. How can I forget to carry the one?
As a rookie mistake.
So what he means is he became immortal when he was 40.
Forever 40.
Yeah, he's
forever. We've had immortals on this show before, but you're a very unique guy,
you
I'd
should
say.
Hear my technique.
Your technique for being immortal, or your technique for making pretzels?
Wasn't there a rapper called Immortal Technique? I don't recall.
There was.
I think so.
About music.
He was just making a poor joke, I guess. That's all.
Goober's also he's huge into wordplay.
Is that right?
Oh, I see.
Oh, I love wordplay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Look at him go.
Asked and answered. Alrighty then. Well, I want to know more about these pretzels because I love pretzels.
I also want to know, do you only sell pretzels? No drinks or anything?
Only pretzels.
That's very specific.
Do you sell paw pretzels or do you give them free?
Paw, it depends.
On what?
What does it depend on?
My mood that day.
Wow.
Kind of a tyrant, isn't he, Chris?
He's also bipolar, so...
Oh, good heavens. A bipolar, immortal, Bavarian pretzel tycoon that sells exclusively at soup kitchens.
And smells like hell.
And he smells like death. He does. He's been wearing this for over 100 years.
I made out my business plan to my strategist, and he said that was a bad idea. But I think it's working for me.
Who is your business strategist?
His name is Mark.
Mark? Oh, I know him.
Mark
Ruffalo?
No, his just name's Mark.
Oh, okay.
It's one name.
Do you know Mark,
like
Chris?
Like Lady Gaga.
Yeah. He means Zuckerberg.
Wait a minute. Is that who you mean? You mean Mark Zuckerberg?
Baron von Schmeckelgoober does not give away his secrets.
I mean, you kind of did by saying that you don't.
Can you think of anyone other than Mark Zuckerberg who would tell an immortal Bavarian pretzel salesman to set up shop at a soup kitchen to profit off of homeless people?
You know what? I can think of only one scumbag named Mark, and that is indeed Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, or Mark Strong. I don't really like
him. Or Marky Mark.
Oh, yeah, Mark Wahlberg.
You think Mark Strong would be that much of an asshole?
Maybe. He seems like kind of like one.
He just kind of plays one in the movies.
Yeah, always does.
That's you not being able to separate reality from the movies again.
Yeah, you might be right.
It happens all the time.
Or maybe they don't separate themselves.
What does that even mean, Johnny? No one sees you moving the mic around.
Oh, dang.
Chris, how did you... So you got hooked up with this program here, and you got...
Yeah, actually, it's funny that you mentioned Mark Wahlberg. I got caught up in a turf war between him and Wahlburgers.
Oh,
yeah.
A turf war.
Yeah. Apparently, they both think that their products are canceling each other out. They don't want to compete. They don't want to compete with burgers versus pretzels.
Fuck those Irish fucks.
Whoa.
Good Lord.
I thought you were a jolly man.
Oh, I am very jolly, except when I see Mark Wahlberg.
It's very specific times.
This is why I told him to wait in the the little the mini sub.
Yeah.
He did say he's bipolar.
It was very hot down there.
Did you wait? Did you even crack the window for him? Like a nice little dog?
No.
No. What an asshole.
Oh my god.
Did you break your way out?
A good Samaritan broke the submarine window.
Oh, maybe that was Ryan.
That was must have been Ryan.
I don't know.
It's always a good Samaritan.
By the way, about that submarine.
It's now it has a broken window.
It was a Perhaps you shouldn't install a screen door on those, like I've been telling you.
That's a terrible idea.
Do you deal in screen doors as well, Goober?
Oh, I deal with a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Pretzels and screen doors.
Pretzels
is a little bit of this.
Those are just a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but only those two things.
But I'm going to expand my business empire, make it Baron von Schmeckelgoober's Pretzel and Screen Door Emporium.
Do you have a specific location in mind where you might want to start this?
All around. It's an internet. It's a startup.
Oh, it's a startup. It's going to be a .com.
I heard that. That's pretty good.
I can't see anything ever going wrong with this plan.
You know, the first thing that happens to me when I'm shopping for doors, I get hungry. And I get hungry for food.
And a salty treat, I bet.
Yes, that is the type of food.
Oh, it's very good.
Well, do you think you have any samples that we could try?
Oh, yeah.
Nine!
Whoa! Oh,
good heavens. I'm sorry for asking.
Sorry, I threw
I thought maybe if we tried some, we could tell the listener to go wherever you are and get some. Promote the business.
I don't like to deal in word of mouth.
Oh, you don't?
Okay.
So what are you doing on a podcast, maybe, I might ask?
Paul said we were going in a submarine ride, and then he locked me here, and now I'm here.
Oh, I see. You didn't know this.
You're not volunteering.
Okay. Oh, no.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, that's understandable, I suppose.
I mean, we could try just one, like it would share it.
Well, we don't want to pressure him, I guess.
I mean, he's kind of coming around, it seems like.
Okay.
See, you just got to push them a little bit.
Do you have to make them first, or
do you have any ready?
Do you have any ready?
Oh, they are pre-made. Oh,
pre-made? From where?
From many decades ago.
Oh, God.
Haven't you ever wondered why pretzels are so hard?
Yes, I have, but I didn't know it was because they're aged for decades.
He gets them in bulk at Sam's Club.
Oh, my God. Is that true?
No. Nine?
Secrets.
Chris, why would you say such a thing?
Why are you spreading such lies?
We're talking about a guy who thinks his screen door business is going to be like a good location for it is Northern Canada.
Oh, that's not a great location.
It's very cold there.
I mean, you might get your pretzels might do pretty well, especially if they're like soft pretzels, nice warm.
Canadians love pretzels.
Oh, my God.
I have heard that stereotype before.
Yes.
Perhaps I should make my way north of the border.
Which border?
of Ohio.
Okay.
Is that where you're currently residing?
Is that where we are right now?
Are you staying with Chris? Are you living with him?
Chris lets me live in his basement.
Oh, does he?
Nice.
That's nice.
Just so long as I don't see the light of day when his children are in town.
Oh.
Oh, so you stay there. Or do you leave? Don't they use the basement, Chris?
No, he has me in a box.
Like a Jack in the Box?
No, it's darker than that. And
darker than that?
He likes me to wear a hood.
Okay.
Chris, what? Maybe you'd like to explain yourself here. What's he talking about here?
Well, first, he doesn't get out much. Because
it sounds that way.
Sounds like
none
that.
Of the children have a license or leave town, really, ever.
Oh.
Okay.
How would I know? You are ashamed of me.
Oh. Why are you ashamed of him?
Wouldn't you be?
No, he's immortal.
He seems so jolly.
I'm really upset that Ryan broke the window on his way out and let this guy out.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's your friend.
Look at that evil look he's giving you now. He's
so
angry.
Mad.
I've never seen, he was jolly this whole time until just now.
This is separate. I'm really mad at Ryan. He's a real piece of shit.
Oh, no. Oh. Do we want to talk about
that? Three impressions that all sound the same.
I disagree. I've met this guy. He sounds fun.
You like Ryan? What is your personal opinion of Ryan?
Oh, he is the most handsome, wonderful, smartest human being I've ever come into contact with.
Really?
You didn't notice his Popeye nose?
Did you? Did you notice his Popeye nose?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
That's nice.
He looks nothing like Robin Williams in the movie Popeye.
Oh, I don't remember us ever mentioning specifically Robin Williams in Popeye.
I mention it all the time.
Oh, okay. So you mentioned it to him.
It makes sense that he would know.
I get it. Right. So, what a good friend. When did you first meet Ryan? Goober.
When he was breaking me out of the submarine.
Oh, wow.
That
first impression was all you needed. Then,
absolutely.
Before then, it was just rumors that he looked like Popeye in the Robin Williams in Popeye.
No, well, when he does see the light of day outside of the basement is when I need to complain about Ryan to someone.
Oh. So you prop him up and you say,
I don't
want to
tell other comics because that's when gossip gets started.
Oh. Yeah.
We don't want that
to
happen.
I have an immortal Bavarian that I can fight in.
That's pretty good. That's as far as gossiping goes.
Right.
Yeah.
So you must sneak out and sell your pretzels at night when
Chris
isn't
looking.
Yeah,
how do you get to the soup kitchen?
He has a computer.
You sell it wirelessly?
It's all word of mouth.
Wait
a minute.
Wait a second.
I get the feeling this guy is a little messed up in the head.
You're a shady character, seems like.
Oh, I don't cast any shade. What are you talking about?
You can't cast any shade when there's no light in that box he's in.
Or if he's a vampire.
Why he's not a vampire. Are you a vampire?
I am, yes.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
I knew it.
I am an immortal Bavarian pretzel and screen door salesman who is also an ex-Scientologist vampire.
This is fascinating. Okay, I have a question about these screen doors.
I have a question about the vampire part.
Okay, I'm more interested in screen doors for the moment. Okay. But I'm going to get it real out of the way. I need a screen door for this submarine. And it sounded like yours on the your sub worked out great. Could you sell me one? Do you have like a big porthole-shaped screen door?
That depends. Are you a dirty Polack?
Whoa, there's the vampire part coming
Excuse
out.
Excuse me, sir. Once my family is indeed Polish, yes.
Also, you're very familiar with these design flaws in these submarines.
I suppose I am, yeah. Are you going to sell me this damn screen door or not?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Here's some goddamn money.
Oh, great.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. Let's hear about this vampire.
6 to 8 weeks.
See, I don't think
Six to eight weeks.
That's when you'll get your screen door.
Oh, what?
That's terrible,
man. Son of a bitch already has my money.
I don't think I need to explain why he's locked in the basement now anymore.
Oh, because he's a vampire, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, that makes
sense. Yeah.
And that's why it's always dark.
That's why he said that he never sees the light of day, because it would kill him.
It would harm him, goes out at night.
Back in Bavaria, I used to have a wonderful home inside of a cuckoo clock.
Oh, what?
Cuckoo
How
clocks.
Big was the cuckoo clock?
It was standard size.
So can you turn to a bat? Is that what you're saying?
No, haven't you noticed that I'm extremely small?
Now that you mention it.
I thought that would have been your first question.
I don't see size. He's sitting on several phone books.
He's from the late 1800s when people were much smaller.
Oh, I forgot.
That is true.
When they lived inside cuckoo clocks.
Yeah, it's just science, you know. Science and history. Read a book, motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's right.
Back when average height was 2.5 feet.
Inches. No.
So, okay, cool. So, yeah, you are a vampire, incredibly small. I guess.
How many people have you converted to vampirism?
Yeah. Is that difficult with your size?
Zero, technically.
Oh, you're a very nice vampire then, right?
I try.
You try to be nice?
I try to be nice. You know, I feed off of rats and whatnot.
Oh, that's really nice.
You scamper around. There are a lot of rats in Chris's basement.
Oh, it's filthy.
It's filthy. Oh.
To be fair, that's because there's now a vampire rat infestation in the
basement. Oh, no.
I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to clean it up? Hell no. I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't get close to a vampire rat.
Look, I keep saying I can make vampire cats to fix your vampire rat problem.
And?
And he's against the idea.
Oh, my God.
Why not? Why are you against this idea,
Vampires
Chris?
Beget vampires.
That's right.
It's just an escalation.
You think then
he'd have to get
cat?
Vampire dogs, obviously.
Yeah,
and then I would
vampire dog catchers,
or a vampire small bear.
This whole thing started when he swallowed a vampire fly.
Boo!
Wait a second.
Actually, I like that a lot.
Pretty good.
I'll go with that. Well, I mean, with the vampire rat problem, can't you just take care of stuff, Goober, down in that basement? You know,
of course not.
Why not?
Because I am very tiny,
immortal Bavarian pretzel and screen door salesman.
We don't need your whole title.
Every single time. Well, actually, I would prefer it. If you
actually,
gave it every
no,
time.
Please. Every your whole title time. Every time.
Yeah, wait. Don't minimize his identity.
You're right. What am I doing?
Minimize.
I've been... Nobody speaks out for the immortal Bavarian pretzel-making screen door salesman, ex-Scientologist, shut-in... Tiny vampires.
There we go. Tiny. I thought you almost
forgot it. Oh, so now we understand. You do have a core message that you want to send out. You know, no discrimination against tiny vampire.
My core message is Black Lives Matter.
Well, that's a value.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That makes sense.
I'm woke.
Oh, good.
Just because I'm an immortal Bavarian pretzel making screen door salesman, ex Scientologist, tiny vampire doesn't mean that I don't. Care about
social
the
justice.
People. Exactly.
Oh, of course. Well, I wouldn't put that past you. That's good. It's good that you are so woke, Cooper. Oh, man. Well, I'd like to try some of these pretzels now that we offer.
Yeah,
you
did offer
you
some
did
pretzels.
Offer.
I have a confession to make.
Oh, no.
I don't actually have any pretzels here.
What? What kind of salesman are you?
A very poor one.
Apparently.
You
offered us some.
Wait a minute. Do you even sell screen doors?
No, I do sell the screen
doors.
Okay,
good. So I'm going to be getting my screen door in 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, good.
If I could interject, I've never actually seen him with pretzels, and I'm missing a screen door on my house.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Are you a mooch?
What do you have to say about this?
Are you a vampire mooch?
I'm feeling very put upon right now.
Are you a vooch? Sorry.
A vooch? Are you trying to combine vampire and mooch? Is that the best you can do?
That's the best I can do. It's short notice.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you don't have to be fan. At their core, that's what vampires do.
They are. They giant
live
mooches.
Off of
kind of, yeah. They just they literally suck the life out of others.
Yes. Oh, my God. Is that what you're doing?
No, I... Yes.
Chris, are you worried that he's going to take advantage of you?
I'm not worried that Chris sucks, because he does.
Oh.
Wait. That's a little mean.
He keeps me in his basement, for Christ's sake.
It sounds like you want
to
stay there.
To protect you.
Yeah.
From the sun.
Yeah, he's doing you a favor, bud.
Yeah, it sounds like he's helping you out.
I lash out at those I love.
Oh.
Oh.
That's understandable with bipolar disorder.
That makes more sense.
I mean, we can only assume that that's, you know, he's handling it quite well. Well, yeah. Chris, how much longer you have your stint with, I don't know how this program works. A few more weeks, a month, year?
I'm stuck with him until I become immortal, and then plus 100 years.
Oh,
oh my good
heavens. That's a long time.
Part of a deal I made.
Dang. Well, that's kind of a terrible deal.
This, yeah,
with the devil?
Yeah.
Oh.
You made a deal?
I was joking.
With
but...
Satan himself.
That... well, like an emissary.
An emissary.
Does that mean that Satan is a part of the Church of Scientology?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow, that makes perfect
sense. He's a high-ranking member. Not the hit-ranking member.
Right. He's not David. What's his name?
Yeah.
But at the very top.
It's actually Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is the ranking member.
Tom Cruise is Satan?
No, Satan reports to Tom Cruise.
That's not what they said.
No, it's the other. I made a deal with Tom Cruise.
Oh,
shit.
/ Satan.
I know. It's like a lateral hierarchy.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris, did you at least throw in, like, hey, I get to be in one of your movies in the deal?
No, I don't want to be in those.
Oh.
You don't want to be in The Mummy?
Yeah.
Critically acclaimed and huge box office
hit?
I
do not want to exist in the dark universe.
Oh.
What about Top Gun? Do you want to be in a Top Gun reboot?
Ooh,
I can see you getting your your ass in shape and thrown in a jet.
Oh, see, I misunderstood. Yes, that's the plan, but Tom won't be in it. I'll be taking his place.
Oh. Well, who's going to play Goose? You going to have Goober
Goober play Goose?
I'm available.
Well, he couldn't
be
in the
sun. Oh, he's back
to
being jolly. That's good.
No, it's going to be Ryan. It's part of another deal I made with a separate evil agency.
Well, what agency is that?
Is that Spectrum?
It's
Time Warner Cable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I bet you Tom Cruise runs that, too.
He might.
Yeah. Well, I got free cable for 10 months.
Oh, you can't pass up that deal.
But then it goes up exponentially.
Oh, no, Chris.
It's not a great deal.
Why did you...
Exponents are the worst.
Why did you agree to this deal?
I was drunk.
Oh, well, that explains it.
All right. Now we know why you agreed to
and
the
then
deal.
And how'd you get Ryan to join in? How'd you get him to
Oh, he's always drunk.
Oh, he was also drunk.
Oh, he's got a very
which is believable.
Bad problem, doesn't he, Bavarian?
I do not know what you're talking about.
he just met him today.
Can vampires get drunk?
Only on power.
Only when they...
Only on power, ooh.
Or when they drink Diperna's blood.
Oh, they get drunk on Diperna's blood.
Well, you might be giving him some ideas. Even he just met a
Diperna.
Yeah.
Would you kill Diperna to get drunk on his blood?
Is it any Diperna?
He has a death wish, so yes.
Oh,
he has a death wish.
How do you
so
know?
You might actually drink. You
this was in our brief conversation. When he let me out of the subway.
Oh,
do you have a death wish?
Yeah. And he said yes.
I saw it in his eyes.
It's literally the first thing he tells anyone
when he meets them.
Hello, do you have a death wish?
How did he introduce himself when he let you out?
He said.
Can you do an impression of Ryan?
Yeah, let's hear it.
It said, "Hey."
Wow, this is really good.
It's like he's here with us.
Like, oh, yeah, hey, you're in a submarine. You want out? I have a death wish. and then he was very kind, and I said, you're very handsome.
Wow.
That sounded like you made a friend. I don't think you'd want to harm him.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, wow, that's nice.
How do vampires, if they can't get drunk, if only on power... How do they have a good time? How do they party?
How do they unwind?
I like to play Pinochle.
You like to play Pinochle? I'm not familiar with the game. I just know the name. How do you play Pinochle?
I believe.
You believe? Oh, okay.
Have you played Pinochle?
Is this your rules?
You take. Oh, yes. I make up the rules.
Oh, he does. Oh, okay.
It's you take a backgammon board.
Okay.
And then a bunch of peanuts.
Okay.
And then you pound them into the board with your fist. Pinochle.
Okay, but
why don't you just use peas rather than peanuts?
Yeah, that's a great point.
It would be less harmful.
That would be my knuckles would be less bloodied. You're right.
Right. That would make more sense.
How do you win this game?
Yeah, who wins?
Whoever gets sick of it first.
You win.
Who have you played with? Have you played with Chris?
No.
Chris, you playing this game with him?
You win when you're sharing a peanut butter sandwich.
Afterwards?
Yes. Lady in the Tramp style.
What?
Is that is that something you guys have done?
Have you guys done
that? Well, I'm very tiny, so...
He has to lean down real far.
I can only take a little nibble out of the corner.
Yeah. Oh.
He does... sort of eat me sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, no!
In the Urban Dictionary, it's called the Big Chuck and Little John.
When two men of vastly different size share a peanut butter sandwich,
Lady in the Tramp style.
One is a vampire.
And one has to be a vampire. Yeah. It's called Big Chuck and Little John. Yeah. Wow. I've learned new things every time. Never saw that entry. So you play Pinochle when you're partying. Is that it? That's the only thing you do when you're trying to party, trying to have a good time?
I
what do you do for fun?
Cut the rug, man.
Oh,
cut the rug.
I physically take scissors to.
Oh, carpet. I thought you meant something else.
Do you have your own rugs that you cut, or are you just cutting Chris's all the time?
I go to strangers' houses.
Oh. Wait, how do you get outside?
Oh, this is on the rare occasion when Chris lets me out. Oh,
at night, obviously.
At night.
So you're sneaking into strangers' homes, and you are very small. So you just go through the vents.
I go underneath the door, and then and then I take my pair of comically oversized scissors and start cutting their rugs.
Wait!
He slides under the door, and then he puts his thumb in his mouth and blows. And then he expands back to regular size.
He becomes two-dimensional.
Wait, I have a question. Do you have to be invited in? Like that? I think that's a common vampire thing.
Oh, no. I just run roughshod over this shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, actually, I think I know it because if they have a screen door, you just go right in. You're just it's like a welcoming.
Well, I do have, I am being a screen door salesman.
Yeah, you can trick them.
I know the specifications on most of these things.
Oh, so you can manipulate them and get in.
Absolutely. Little do people know, there is a trick, an escape door in most screen doors.
Oh, really? Where is it?
It's located in my heart.
Okay. I think that means
so only you are able to access them, obviously.
Oh, obviously.
Oh, okay.
Well. Clearly. Pay attention, Mike.
Yeah, stay paying attention.
So sorry,
stay paying attention over there.
So sorry. Oh, my God. Okay, well, I mean, if you just cut the rug and play in pinochle, and that's what you do at night. On the rare occasions you go out, that's...
How many wars have you seen? All of them?
Most of them.
Wow.
Which ones did you like?
My favorite, the Crimea War.
Crimea War? Wait, where were you?
I was in Bavaria.
I mean, that's pretty close to Crimea.
Yeah.
That's good enough.
So you saw it from afar? Like the Civil War, the viewers, they would just go out on a hill and have a picnic and watch the war?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Would you eat pretzels?
Well, of course, obviously.
Is that how you get
As much as I find Goober annoying, I will have to give him, and maybe he should read it. He wrote a poem when he watched the Crimea War.
You wrote a poem during the Crimea War?
That's beautiful.
Good heavens.
It's really deep about the loss of life.
Oh, really?
Wow. Well, we could
do you
get back.
Have it?
Yeah, do you have the poem on you?
Oh, you know me. Of course.
We don't know you. That's
Would you like to read this poem for us?
Sure.
Well, here, pass out some pretzels, and we'll have some pretzels as you read.
Oh, no. I thought that I'd explained that.
Oh,
I don't,
he doesn't have any pretzels. Oh, I got so excited. Yeah.
I brought some pretzels.
Oh, thanks. Can I have one? Thanks. Oh, he's getting
ready. Sorry.
Mr. War. In the Crimea, I brought some pretzels along with me to view you. You are hell. That's it.
Wow.
Oh, my
incredible.
God.
Wow.
That oh, was my God.
Absolutely beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Did you write that the in one day? It sounds like it was...
It took me several years to come up with the emotion.
Yeah,
that
I'm crying.
Feeling.
Yeah.
On the inside.
Okay. I was going to say you don't look like you're crying.
I'm sorry.
Wow, that was incredible.
Oh,
well,
thank you. I'm a poet.
Well, yes, obviously.
I'm a immortal Bavarian pretzel-making screen door salesman, ex-Scientologist, vampire poet.
Tiny. You're tiny.
And who's also tiny.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. That's fantastic. And actually, I've just been informed that the carrier pigeons have arrived.
Oh,
so
very
it's
good.
Time for our section of the show. Questions from Lauren Michaels. Thank you, gents. Yeah, that's the band that we have. Can come in and they play that live every time we have this section of the show. Very expensive.
Very. Incredibly.
Thanks for coming in. You guys can shuffle out now. All right. We are ready for questions from Lauren Michaels. Listeners of the show, we haven't done this in a little while.
No, we haven't.
So I'll explain it. We thought we had contact with Lauren Michaels, producer of SNL, and he would sometimes send us questions via carrier pigeon, and then we would read them to our guests. So we would ask them of our guests, and then it was revealed to us, unfortunately, that it's not actually coming from Lauren Michaels. It's coming from Lauren Michaels, just a girl I went to high school with.
Yeah, his crush.
Not my crush.
Yes.
Just a girl I went to high school with.
I saw your notebook.
Moving on, let's hear this question. First question from Lauren. For I don't know who's addressed to.
It's addressed to actually the vampire. It says that on there.
Oh,
it says if I'm approaching you with a cattle prod, what's your favorite kind of sandwich?
Anything on a pretzel bun.
Oh, that makes sense.
Your favorite sandwich is anything on a pretzel bun.
What about garlic on a pretzel bun?
Oh.
What?
It must not be.
Is that not a thing?
It must not be
a vampire thing.
No,
vampire
I was giving the.
I don't like it.
No, the kissy chef fingers. Mwah, love it.
Wait, you love it?
But it's a common misconception about garlic. Vampires love garlic.
Oh, good.
Oh, vampires
good
love garlic.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
We're learning new things.
I mean, I didn't know that.
We have one live here. We might as well ask them.
They smell like Italians.
Oh.
Oh, so it's actually they love garlic.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay.
That's confusing.
Oh, he's so jolly.
Santa.
He's just so jolly. All right, my question is for Chris. Here we go. Chris, what size is your closet in human body units?
Three
bodies? That's it?
That's a small closet.
Is that where
Is that where the, your vampire stays?
No, oh, he has a name.
I wish I could be so lucky to stay in a closet. Oh.
Yeah.
He's in a box.
He's in a much smaller space than the closet.
Good heavens.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Why do you keep him in such a small space?
Yeah, right?
That's because I don't want him to get large. Do you want a large...
He'll grow what? If he's outside he of the box?
It's goldfish rules, yes.
Oh, my
oh
good
my
heavens.
God.
Goldfish rules. No. Goober, are you okay with Chris allowing you to, or forcing you in the small box?
Well, yes, because now I'm a novelty. Nobody would tolerate me if I was normal size.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I suppose. Yeah, you're a little bit, you're just kind of cute. You're a cute little man.
Absolutely. Would you like me to do a jig for you?
Yes, please.
Please, shine my shoes as well.
Oh, look at that jig.
Look at him go.
Oh, look at him go.
Look at him go. It's amazing. I've never
carefree.
Seen such
hey,
a good joke.
Hey, what? This is sizest.
Oh, so sorry.
Wait,
we don't want to be exploding.
Weren't you going to dump water on me at the end, like in Flashdance?
Yes, we were, but now it's sizes, so we can't do that.
Yeah, we don't want to offend you.
You have rights, Goober.
It's, but I...
You have the right to be kept in a tiny box by this evil yes. slave master, Chris Paw. I'm sorry. I don't want to get political.
You're getting very political.
I'm just saying, you don't have to shuck and jive for these guys.
No. Over the line.
Well, you know what? We have reached the end of our show for this week. I want to thank our two guests. Oh, Ryan is not here, but I'll thank Ryan for being on the show. Chris Paw, thank you for being on the show. We do have one section left. Oh, of course, Goober. Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
We have one final section, and that is plugs. Pretzels. Alrighty then. Starting with our guests, let's hear it from Mr. Chris Paw. What kind of plugs we got? What do we got coming up? Any shows?
I'll be in Fort Wayne, Indiana, this Saturday the 19th, roasting Ryan DePerna in a roast battle. Yes, we're an interstate roast battle.
Well, are you guys going to be the only roast on the docket?
No. Jeremy Shear and Tabitha Jones.
Oh, fun.
Will also be on that roast.
This will be the 19th of what month?
This month.
This month.
It's going to be Saturday.
All right, cool.
It might be too late. I don't know when this goes.
No, people have a couple days notice.
Cool.
So if you're in Indiana, Fort Wayne area, get out there. Is that the area where Purdue is?
I don't know.
I think there's Purdue, Fort
Wayne. That's my favorite kind of chicken.
Get the fuck out of here.
Sorry.
Any other shows? When's the next Ad Hominem Attack roast battle? Isn't there a special Ad Hominemania is coming up, right?
That just happened.
Oh, that was last night.
Yeah. They're just the first Saturday every month, for the most part, at East End Bistro. Just look for it on Facebook to keep up with if it gets rescheduled or anything like that.
Should they add you on Facebook? Or follow you on Twitter to find out the times of the show
if
they're in
Paul.
Town.
Tell them your Twitter handle.
whoa, that vampire.
He knows about your Twitter. Okay.
Very aggressive vampire. He's very aggressive for a guy that's 3 feet tall.
He's aggressive, but he's so jolly. I just can't help but love him.
His size keeps changing.
Yes. Follow at Cuck Army on Twitter.
And that's where we'll hear all the details on the shows?
Yes, that's my Twitter. And follow at Party All the Ryan for the
Ryan.
Hopefully soon departed Ryan DePerna.
Oh, my good heavens. God. I hope not. What a horrible thing to say. All right, cool. Well, how about you, Goober? Baron von Spetchengoober. Let's hear. So you're not, it was revealed, you're not actually selling these pretzels. Or these screen doors. But do you plan on maybe someday in the future?
Yes. As soon as I get startup capital from a hedge fund that I'm working with.
Maybe you
Whoa,
can start,
geez.
Instead of cutting up all these rugs, you can try and just steal it. They're selling them.
I forgot that that was an entertaining aspect of my life.
Yeah, that, and Hey, I'll bet you if you get really good at Pinochle, you can just enter some tournaments and maybe like win some money. Pinochle. There's so many avenues.
I am the world's greatest Pinochle player.
Oh my good heavens. Quite
the claim.
I should have challenged you. I could have, you know, could have a fun Pinochle game on the podcast.
A free peanut butter jelly sandwich.
I know, and then we'd have to smooch. It'd be amazing.
No, you don't smooch. You just eat the sandwich.
Oh, and then I accidentally
eat each other's mouth.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like a bird.
Nothing weird about that.
Nothing weird about it at all. Johnny, no one can follow Johnny on Twitter because he's not there, but you can follow other people named Johnny Trowbridge, and we encourage you to do so.
Yes.
In fact, follow a guy or find a guy on Twitter named Johnny Trowbridge and ask him this question. Do you have any pretzels? And if you do, are they made by vampires?
Yes. Yes. There is a Johnny Trowbridge in Texas. So
please
tweet
at him with that question. So since you're not on Twitter, you work on projects on the submarine every week.
I do.
Little inventions usually. So what's this week? What happened?
Well, you know,
you had 2 weeks off.
I did. And I built quite the thing.
Oh, did you?
You know our base on Barbados? I mean somewhere in the ocean.
Yeah, I'll just erase that part of the podcast.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, just cut out the part. Okay. Yeah. Well, there I finished building that glass house, and I installed that turret that shoots rocks that you told me to build on top of it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so we should be
safe.
How
many rocks can we shoot? What's the rate of fire?
20,000 a minute.
Damn, that's pretty. Yeah. Oh, man, I'm going to be throwing all sorts of rocks in my glass house.
You're shooting them.
Or shooting them, you know, out of my glass house.
That's how we get out of that, you know, the famous, if you live in a glass house, don't throw stones. Well, if you shoot them.
I understood that. Oh, okay. So we're getting
out
of
it. That's how you get out of it. Yeah.
Oh, good. So if we're shooting them,
you told me to do it. That's why I'm.
Hey, man, I'm just happy you did it. I'm just aggressively saying it.
Okay, thanks, I guess.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Oh, cool. I'm excited to use that soon. You can follow us, the podcast, at Tunbelievables, because it's T Unbelievables.
What's so funny, Vampire?
Goober got a good kick out of that.
I don't know. It just amuses me.
Or Unbelievables podcast.
You're
is also
Tunbelievable.
Oh,
thanks.
No.
Thank you, Goober. We appreciate it. We get that enough from the Lousy
Everyone
Weather
else.
Main show. I was going to say, you can follow me at Mike_Calhoun on Twitter and all other stuff. But I just post about soccer usually.
Yep, just soccer.
All right, cool. This has been a great show. I want to thank my guests once again for being on the show. And we'll talk to you guys.
Having us.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
absolutely.
Thanks. No problem.
We'll talk to you guys next week. Goodbye.
Au revoir.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save
trick
you a lot
trick.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
All guests on Let the Hate Flow Through You receive the Let the Hate Flow Through You home game.
It's a collectible card game where you summon friends of the show to battle to the death.
Mike Glenn Longwell attacks your John Nix.
I cast Hot Take, giving John Nix an extra +5.
Damn it! Well, I banned my Glenn Longwell with Jess Falstitch.
I cast Unwanted Attention. All female cards are unable to attack this round.
Fuck! Well, I summon Dwayne Duke.
Does Dwayne count as a girl because he likes dicks?
That's not how it works, you idiot!
You're an idiot!
Fun for the whole family.
Yeah, I do that.
Guys, you've ever had the problem where your kitchen's not clean? Well, they say Rome wasn't built in a day, right, Jared?
I hate Rome.
What?
I don't like it. I go there and I try to walk around with my wife and we try to see some like statues and stuff. And then all these Roman dudes are like, hey, you got a nice wife. I'd like to sex her. and then I have to like
fight. I know it's an expression.
Yeah, haven't you had a problem with Rome though?
I'm indifferent to Rome. It's an expression. I just need. We're selling the new. What are we selling?
Well, one time I was in Rome.
Yeah,
and okay. I was walking up to the famous like that fountain thing.
Yeah,
and my wife was with me, uh-huh. and there was a bunch of guys like sitting around the fountain, uh-huh. and I swear one of them like tried to put a camera down beneath her skirt to get like a photo.
So that's
why I have a big problem with Rome.
Yeah. I get what you're
saying. So I mean, what have you ever been there?
No, I haven't.
Never been to Rome?
Nope. I can say a different. I can say a different city if that helps. Does that help you?
I guess. I mean, I'm just kind of thinking about Rome now.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it was our honeymoon when we were there.
Okay.
And it was just, we went to a restaurant.
Yeah.
And we sat down. Uh-huh. And I thought, okay, cool. Get some good Roman food, authentic. Yeah. It'll get my mind off of these dudes. And then the waiter came up and he just staring at my wife's boobs.
I mean, she
wasn't wearing a shirt, but still.
Yeah. Maybe just don't go to Rome. Maybe that's...
That might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Don't go to Rome.
That's... Okay. Don't go to Rome.